One of the things a priest always worries about with a deacon is that the deacon might not read the gospel that the pastor has prepared to preach on. You saw me pick up the missalette as I'm paging through and said to him on the way past, "That's not the gospel I expected." "That's not your problem." I don't know what happened, but I'll find out later, but I'm going to preach my sermon. And I'm going to tell you about the gospel it's on, okay? Sometimes I just decide to fake it, and I'm not going to do that today because I wanted to say these things. The gospel I was expecting is that Emmaus gospel. You know, the disciples have headed out of Jerusalem and they're going down to Emmaus and they meet that stranger along the way and they talk and then they get in the house and they say to him, "Stay with us." And then he opens the scriptures and breaks the bread and then they kind of get it and rush back to Jerusalem. Remember that story? Now pretend like he just read that story. Good thing Father G's not here. Probably have me locked up. Okay. In all four of the Gospels, Jesus is always on his way to Jerusalem. That's the focus of his life. It's the center of his mission. And those disciples on that first day of the week in the evening, they're not just grieving. The fact is, they're just all mixed up. Maybe their grieving is an excuse, but the fact is, they're going the wrong way. The whole life of Jesus and the message of the gospel leads us all to Jerusalem and to the cross. Those disciples are going away from the cross. And I suppose their story gets told because too often we do the same thing. We go the wrong way. We look for safety and comfort, power and acceptance and understanding and even intimacy in the wrong places. None of these things are going to be found in the stock market, in shopping, in the various ideologies that promise things they can't deliver. There's no acceptance or understanding or intimacy on the internet. In chat rooms, and certainly not with pornography. There's only one place we can find everything we need and everything we long for. Jerusalem, at the cross. The wonderful and exciting revelation of this story is about a God who does not wait for us to come to him or to turn around and go back. What we discover in this story of those Emmaus disciples is that God comes after us, even when we're going the wrong way. Those disciples, they do something that afternoon that changes everything. Read their story. It says, they stopped. They stop. Their willingness and decision to just stop what they're doing, stop running away, and stop what they're thinking and listen to the Word of God changed everything and turned them around and headed them back. In that conversation with that stranger on the road, we see that they had all the facts about what had happened in Jerusalem. They're telling him as though he didn't know. But they never asked what it meant. My friends, when something happens that we do not understand or that shakes our expectations about how God should work, it is absolutely useless to say why. we must ask ourselves what it means and what we're going to become because of it. The only question they were asking themselves on that road that day was why? When a storm or a fire destroys all the stuff we've collected, piled up, and stored away, asking why is useless. When a tragedy strikes, we must wonder what it means and always consider what we're going to become because of it. Only then can we move forward and not run away and become bitter. As those disciples listened to the Word made flesh, they began to understand that the path to glory for Jesus and all of his followers is a path of suffering and sacrificial love. Once they got it, they knew what to do. They knew who they were and where to go. When that happened, they became real disciples. They no longer ran away from the cross. They stopped looking for glory anywhere except in sacrificial love. So they run back to the other disciples because they had something to share and news to tell about someone who remains with them. My friends, this has to become our story. It has to become our experience of the resurrection so that we know who we are and where to go.